today?
All right, we're going to learn some things today. Scott here, I'm semi-old, and I still don't understand a lot of this. NIL, money, athletes, what the heck is going on stuff. All right? And so we want to welcome to our program Morgan Siegfried, who is, let's see if I got this right, Morgan. You're the general manager of the Penn State Playfly NIL group.
Yes.
That sound about right?
We'll take it.
Is that the official title?
Yeah.
What is the official title there?
General manager of NIL for Playfly Max.
Okay.
Yeah.
That helps. All right.
You got it.
As I joked with Morgan during the break, I've got 1,000 questions. I'll ask about 100 of them. All right. Because, again, a lot of this stuff is, I think a lot of people, I could be wrong. No, I don't think so. A lot of folks are still confused by a lot of this brave new world, as I called it, and so on. All right. Well, first off, let's find out about you. All right. Tell us something about yourself. What's your background? You know, where are you from and all that sort of thing. And when it comes to this NIL, new responsibilities, you know, what's your experience with that? Tell us about you.
Oh, goodness. How far do you want me to go back?
Well, not till birth. Okay. We don't need to go back that far.
I'll give you the cliff notes. I am a PA girl through and through. So I went to Temple, played soccer there. Then right out of college, I got my first job in sports at Lipscomb in Nashville. From there, I went to Temple, was there for 5 years, and then I went to Kansas for 3.5 years. I ended there as an associate AD. I was there when we won the national championship in basketball, so that was good times. And then I went to the agency world, and I was repping NBA, WNBA athletes and coaches, and then college coaches. So that kind of led me nicely into this position, and when it came up, I thought it was an amazing fit and a chance to come closer to home. And so since then, it's just been, my hair has been on fire since I took this job.
How long have you been in the role now?
9 months. Okay. I started last September. More than 9 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been baptism by fire, though, for sure.
I can understand. One of the challenges, I'm guessing, is that this, it's not like we now know. We have a better idea, certainly, but of kind of how this thing is moving forward. But there's still a lot of moving parts, right, and a lot of uncertainty about how some of this stuff is ultimately going to settle out.
Well, and that's why it's hard when you guys talk about having questions. I'm like, I have questions too.
Yeah.
Anyone who tells you they're an NIL expert, it changes every day. And that's where I give, like, our coaches, our administration so much credit, because the fact that we've been able to evolve the way we have and stay competitive, like, some people aren't and some people can't, and it's hard.
Well, and I've used the line on this show and the show I do with Goon Conlon often, which is that, and I think there are a lot of people that, man, I just don't like this new world. And that's cool. And I think maybe if you got Truth Serum and Pat Kraft and James Franklin and a lot of these folks, they tell you, yeah, this isn't our preference either. But to the point you just made, you cannot like it. But we're in a competitive world. If you're not playing this game, you are falling behind. And what Pat Kraft has done in very short order is get Penn State near the top in competitive fashion with everybody else that is playing the game. And again, you cannot like it. You can have reservations about it. You can wish this was different and that was different. But you better be playing the game if you want to be competitive at the highest level. And I think Pat very quickly understood that and very quickly moved to get some pieces in place to allow that to happen here at Penn State.
Yeah, not liking it is actually completely understandable, especially with our fan base. We're very blue collar. But if you like to win, you kind of have to evolve to it. And that's, again, where I give us credit, because we're not sitting around like being curmudgeon about it, being like, this stinks. We've been like, all right, we have to embrace it. And how, and the way we have and the success we had last year shows that we have been able to evolve, and that's credit to our fans, like I said. But I understand where people are coming from.
From one of the things that I think is neat about this, though, is some of the creative opportunities. And Pat, again, I give all kinds of credit. He's like, come to me with ideas, coaches, staff members. Not saying we're going to do everything, but let's spitball it. Let's figure out and let's try some things and see if they work. Maybe they won't, and we can adjust. But I think that is, to everyone's credit, like there's a lot of, hey, let's think outside the box here on ways we can create opportunities for our student athletes.
Yeah, I mean, I always say anyone can have a million-dollar idea, but can you execute it? And so I think I was kind of brought in to make sure we execute some of those, you know, maybe not million-dollar ideas, but big-dollar ideas. And so we've kind of hit the ground running in the last year, and I think we're getting things done. And I think there's a lot of donor fatigue, so trying to come up with creative ways that isn't just hitting people for money left and right is huge. And just taking advantage of, you know, people that want true athlete marketing and bringing them value and a return on their investment. Because at first, let's be honest, it was pay for play. And it's continued to evolve. And now we have rev share and all these different things, but, it's definitely been interesting, to say the least.
I'm sure of that.
All right, a general question, Morgan, because you just mentioned pay for play. Mm-hmm. I think that's what most folks think. That's what this is. This is nothing more than pay for play. I'm a high school kid. I'm a really good basketball player. All right, Penn State, you pay me, I'll come play for you. That's not what this is, or that's only a filament of this. What I think a lot of folks don't have an understanding of the full realm of what is this. See if you can kind of explain.
There's a part of that, like there's contracts and things like that, but all of our coaches, I mean, I just watched an interview Coach Franklin did with LeVar Arrington, and he said, like, if a kid comes to us and the first thing they say is, how much can you pay me? He doesn't want that kid, right? So there's elements to it, but I don't think that's how we're leading the charge in any of our sports or teams or things. It's a balance for sure. It's complicated things. But it's definitely turning into more of a business, we could all, I think, confirm.
Should I assume that some of Penn State coaches have met kids and their first question was, how much are you going to pay me? Should I assume that's happened?
I think you could assume that's happening all over college athletics,
yes.
Right? Like, yeah. I mean, I could go on about that, but.
I mean, I'm thinking about the quarterback from Tennessee.
Yep.
Last year had a good season, and all of a sudden it's like he's gone, and he went to what, UCLA or something, and allegedly his dad wanted more money. I mean, I'm assuming that is an accurate description. Now there's a situation. Hey, how much are you going to pay me? Where that's not necessarily what this is. I guess that's where the confusion is. There's got to be more to this than hey, hand me some money.
Yeah, you're trying to do right by kids, and you have a certain X amount of dollars to work with. And if someone doesn't want to be there because they don't think they're getting what, you know, it's like any job. Like, if you think you're worth more and you can go somewhere else that's better, go for it. Try. But it's not always – the grass isn't always greener. And that's – I mean, people that came back last year because of NIL that would have previously gone to the draft, like that's where it benefits us, right? We retained our roster really well. So it truly depends. Like that Tennessee situation, I'm sure that was a nightmare for all parties involved. That's like your worst fear, right?
Well, and it is interesting because I think it's a great comparison with just, again, everyday people trying to be out there in the job market. And yes, the salary is an important component, and there are some people, man, just wherever I can get the highest salary. But I think most people, actually, it's like, yeah, I want a competitive salary. I don't want to be the lowest paid whatever, but I also want to be in an environment where I like the people I'm working with. That's going to be good for my overall mental well-being. I want a place that I like, a location for my kids. And there's a bunch of things that come into play for most people. It's not just the salary. And, again, there's going to be a handful of people that it is. Yeah, I just want to be the highest paid, and that's cool. Go pursue it. But my guess is you're fighting with most kids and the coaches that I've talked to. That, yeah, the families, they don't want to be lowball. They don't want to be, man, we're nowhere near the top 50% of what kids are making in our sport. But they don't need to be the highest pay when they see, hey, I have a coach that cares about me. They're developing me athletically. They're developing, they care about my overall well-being. Like, I think all of that factors in. You need to be competitive on the money front. There's no question. But I don't think there's, for most people, this drive that, you better be paying me top dollar or I'm out. I don't think that generally applies.
No, you do have to be in the game. I 1,000% agree. But I will say, across the board in all of our sports, like, that's not how we lead recruiting. And that hasn't changed. And that's again where I give, like, our coaches a ton of credit, is we're still getting the same type of athletes we've always gotten, and we've evolved for sure, but that part hasn't changed.
So, okay, I'm feeling better now, actually.
Good.
So selling, how do I phrase this? Selling Penn State is still a big part of this equation. In other words, come to Penn State because we have this, forget the money. We have this, we got Center County, we have State College, what a great place to be. That's still a big part of college sports recruiting, is selling the school.
Oh, yes? For sure. I mean, look at Gavin McKenna, like, choosing to come here. He could go anywhere and get probably a ton of money anywhere. But Coach Godowski, his personality, what he's done here, like, the town, the fan base, everything that ice hockey is here, like, that matters still, for sure. So that part has not changed.
Okay. So the student-athlete part, and again, Megan, I'm semi-old, all right? For
Morgan.
Me, student-athlete still counts for something. The student part still counts for something.
Oh, yeah.
All right?
You have to want to be here. Like, no one's grinding it out of school. I mean, not the type of people we want here, right?
Yeah.
Like, it still matters. And again, I think if they come here and they say, like, how much am I getting, then I don't know any of our coaches that would just play that game. True. And that's where we have, like, really high character coaches, and that's why who leads your team is so important. They're almost like CEOs now, right? They have to, like, find high character student athletes to come here, and it's a trickle effect.
Actually, I find it interesting. I don't know how many of the Penn State teams now have a manager or a general manager. Do you know off the top of your head, does every team have a general manager now? Like, every individual team? Does wrestling have a general manager?
They do. Fantastic job.
Yeah.
Like, amazing job.
Clay is pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
And their job is to
six, I think, that
maybe
I can,
more. But, I mean, all of our teams have someone probably dedicated to NIL in some capacity. Maybe it's not their full-time job, but, like, a lot of our teams do have people that it is their full-time job, and then if not, it's a huge part of their role.
So students or athletes still have to go to class. They still have to get decent grades. None of that has changed, even with this new money element that has suddenly shown up.
Yeah, you still have to, like, pass the clearinghouse, keep your GPA up. Like, none of that has changed. It's definitely changed things, though. Like, I know I've heard Coach Franklin say, like, parking lot looks a little different, but the type of athletes that we get are still the same, like, high character people we've always looked for.
Okay. And I'm assuming somebody out there is comparing. All right, Mr. Ironhead, you mentioned Penn State near the top. Who's at this top? Because certainly every university is dealing with this, but differently. Some are doing well. Some, I think you might have mentioned, not so well. Mm-hmm. Who's up there? Who's up at the top level? Who's Penn State really competing against?
I can't even speak to that because so much is hearsay. Like, that's the part that we'll get coaches really worked up. Well, I heard this school's doing this, and this school's doing that, and it's, you know, a whisper down the lane effect. But I don't think our competitors have changed much. Like, I'm trying to think of any school that's totally taken advantage of NIL. Maybe BYU. Like, you know, that they maybe have completely taken advantage of NIL, because before, would the number one basketball player in the country go there?
Probably not so much.
I don't want to speak for him, but he's getting a nice paycheck to go there. But other than that, I think we're still competing with the same schools we were always competing with. And hopefully we can just make it another way we can recruit better against schools.
BYU.
Yeah.
Religious school.
Yeah.
So they're all in.
I mean, from what I've seen, they're doing a good. They have a lot of dedicated supporters. And someone told me it's because they're used to paying the church. So now it's like paying athletes. No,
just shift it over. There
I
you
don't
go.
Know. I can't speak to that too much, but just interesting how they did get that basketball player.
All right, now we'll take a break in a moment. Earlier you mentioned donor fatigue. And I've sort of seen it from a distance, like, okay, here we go again. It's like charities, all right? Scott here, I give to a few charities, and then I hear from more and more and more. It's like, oh, for goodness sakes, my checkbook's only so big. Where does this money come from? Just an open-ended question. Where does the money for this come from? I think some folks think it comes from tuition, which is not accurate, is it? Okay. No. Okay. No. Where does this money come from?
All over the place. I mean, it can be small fees on things. It can be money we fundraise. It can be from corporate partners who do NIL dollars. It can be from where you launch Roar Plus. That's going to be a huge place it comes from. It can be from truly 50-50 raffles in-game. I mean, events all over the place, which is why it takes such a group effort to get the money and the dollars that we need. So, everywhere.
Hoagie sales? Or
No, we're not doing any PTO sales, but right. It's not a terrible idea.
All right. Okay, I was going to say good. I'm not sure about that. I was joking about the hoagie sales.
No.
All right, let's take a break right here. Again, our guest is Morgan Siegfried from, now again, what's the official title of your group, Morgan?
General Manager of NIL for PlayFi Max.
Okay. When we come back, I bet a lot of folks don't understand what PlayFly is. So we got to touch on that. And we still have some other questions here, so stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll be right back.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Hey, honey. What you doing?
Getting the camping gear ready to go. Got the tent, air mattress, sleeping bags.
Hey, babe. I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
Don't you want me to be a happy camper?
Sure. Happy wife, happy life.
It's time to look at campers. I mean, let's just check them out. Let's go to Bill's Happy Campers in Mill Hall. Bill's Happy Campers has a great selection of new and used campers. I mean, they have great names like Catalina, the Legacy Edition, Trailblazer, Summit, Cedar Creek, Riverstone.
Sounds like you've already checked out Bill's Happy Campers.
I have. Look at their website, billshappycampers.com.
Wow, they're really nice. You put the camping stuff away.
Gladly.
Bill's Happy Campers, 15 North Water Street in Mill Hall. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 till 6, Wednesday and Friday, 8 to 5. Hey, make sure you visit them at the Center County Grange Fair. Bill's Happy Campers. You'll leave a happy camper because customer service is their top priority.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydro static transmission, and quick connect loader and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments.
Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Foxy Knowledge.
It's Let's Talk here on a Thursday. Jeff and Scott with you again. We'll have some open phone time coming up later this hour.
Got a few more minutes with our guest Morgan Siegfried from the, okay, what's the title again? I forgot what it was.
General Manager of NIL for PlayFly Max.
Okay. What is PlayFly? I think a lot of folks maybe have heard that term PlayFly, like what the heck is that? What is PlayFly?
It's a third party that manages all of our corporate partnerships. So anything you see, signage on the field, things like that, they sell that. They basically own the IP for Penn State Athletics and have the right to sell that and hit certain numbers. And it brings in a lot of revenue for Penn State Athletics.
Okay. Yeah, it used to be Learfield Sports, and then PlayFly came in. So some, if you're a longtime listener like to football and basketball, Learfield Sports, you heard that term. Well, now it's PlayFly, so that particular group. Okay. So now I guess I'm still used to the old mold, Morgan, where if a player is going to go pro, a player gets an agent, all right, then there's dealings. Do college athletes now have agents?
Or is it, for sure.
They do.
Yes, and that's, good ones, too.
And that's totally allowed.
Totally allowed. Okay. Actually recommended.
Is it pretty much is it the same setup? You know, you got an agent, they're trying to get the athlete money, whether if it's a pros team or now it's a college team, it's the same rules and so on?
Maybe not the same rules because you still have to follow, like, NCAA rules, but, you know, there's really good agents out there and then there's some bad players in the industry, but honestly, I work with a lot of our athletes' agents and they're really good. And just advocating on behalf of their client, which is truly an agent's job, and maybe I have insight because that is what I used to do, so I understand where they're coming from, and most of them have been really good to work with.
Talk about it, and I'm presuming most of our audience knows, but NIL is name, image, likeness. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of talk that when the revenue sharing went into place, NIL would go by the boards. What is the rule now? Because the ROLE, not rule, the role that NIL plays now, because there is a set amount for athletes, well, or very soon will be, if not already. And then the agents and the athletes can go right on their own, and hey, we want to talk to this car dealership, and you pay us X amount, we'll go promote your vehicles. What is the rule? Because I think that is part of the confusion now. Is all right. Well, what is the rule here for NIL from a university standpoint?
In theory, it's supposed to be true athlete marketing. So athletes can do a deal. They can submit it to this system called NIL Go. It's basically a clearinghouse. That's supposed to make sure that it makes sense. Like, it's not egregious. It's not a booster just paying someone, you know, an insane amount, $500K to do nothing. Like, it's supposed to monitor all that. But basically what it's supposed to be is just true athlete marketing And then there's the rev share dollars, which is sort of what you could call the pay for play dollars if you wanted to.
So do you meet, your days must be nuts in terms of the different, because I'm assuming, you mentioned you're at least meeting or talking with some of the agents of the athletes. Obviously, you're working with the university, with the athletic administration,
yep.
with Pat Kraft and company, and I assume with all of these companies, but then also with the NCAA clearinghouse.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I mean, I would argue probably everyone who works in Penn State athletics days are nuts right now.
Yeah.
I don't want to be very woe is me, and luckily I love my job, but it's been crazy, and there's so much change, and, it's wild day to day, but it's also, I'm starting to find my flow, and I think we're all kind of on the same page about what it takes to win and compete. And so luckily, our administration's amazing. I can't say enough good things about Pat Kraft, what he's done to evolve in this world. It's wild, but it's interesting times.
For sure. Interesting times is no doubt.
Is an understatement. Now, as far as high schoolers are concerned, Morgan, I mean, is this just high school senior athletes? I mean, could it go back further than that? Every now and then I hear about a college gave a commitment to a freshman, to, phenom kid or so on. Is this only kids, have to graduate from high school before they start doing stuff, or could it go back further than that? You understand what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I'm trying to think when you can make a financial commitment to someone. That would be a compliance question. I don't think we go too far back. You start recruiting kids as early as the NCAA lets you. I forget the exact. There's, so many rules as it relates to that. But then the financial component probably comes a little bit further into the recruiting process.
All right. Now, you mentioned NCAA. Oh, we love them. Okay. I'm being slightly facetious. What is their involvement in all this? I mean, your gentle hosts here have remarked about, when is the NCAA finally going to collapse? Okay, enough of that. What is their involvement in all this stuff?
I think everyone wishes they'd been involved when it mattered, before it got to where it got.
Yep.
I hate to say they had a 40-point lead in the fourth quarter and kind of blew it, but it somewhat seems like that. They just had to figure out something and they didn't, and then it became chaos for the last couple years. And that's where, again, the fact that we've been able to compete the way we have with no guardrails and things just being kind of wild as it relates to that, where it went from so strict to what are they even enforcing overnight, is incredible. So I think they're trying to implement some rules and regulations, and they're saying it can hurt your eligibility if you don't do X, Y, and Z. So we've had to kind of reel everything back and make sure we're super intentional about how we do NIL moving forward. That's efforts between compliance, our coaches, education, our administration, everyone.
All right. Okay, you mentioned no guardrails. Wild West. Mm-hmm. Now the government wants to get involved. Oh, wonderful.
I know.
What is that? What do they want to do all of a sudden now?
I think just enforce more rules, which, some people are great. Some people are wait, we already signed these contracts and now the government's getting involved. What, so we'll see. It changes every day. I just am waiting for, what's actually happening? What's being enforced today?
I am curious on the marketing standpoint. So Dave Gertis, I think, with Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, mm-hmm. will be back in the studio here shortly. But it's been, as a virtually lifelong resident of this area, we've always thought Happy Valley is a wonderful place. More people mm-hmm. should visit. And it's neat to see the different ways now that it is being promoted, and we're getting different events here. I'm just wondering, and my perception is, and again, I'm obviously associated with the wrestling program, so I'm watching guys like mm-hmm. Kyle Snyder and Kyle Dake opt to live here, come with their families, and make their home here. And I think there's reasons for that. Obviously, Penn State is part of it. But I'm wondering, when you're with the marketing angle of the athletes, are you looking beyond just Penn State? Obviously, Penn State is why they're associated. But, man, hey, you know, come watch me compete in wrestling. But while you're here, check out all of these other cool things you can do in at not just State College, but Central Pennsylvania within 2 hours either way of here.
Yeah, I mean, the beautiful thing is how our brand travels. Like, I was out in California wearing a Penn State logo, and the amount of We Are's I got out there is insane. So it's like, and then people come here, and they come to any game, and they're like, whoa, this is like nothing I've ever seen before. I mean, you go to a wrestling match at the Bryce Jordan Center, and people are like, holy crap, you go to a volleyball. Like, everything we do here from a sports perspective is like, no one can copy paste that.
Yeah.
And so I think what the brand is to the United States is actually insane. And once we get people here and they come to a game, then they want to come back every year. And so Dave does an amazing job, like, marketing State College, I think.
Well, and there's such a vitality because of the university community. I mean, there's a bunch of reasons people want to retire here, but I do think a big part of it is, hey, I can retire here and be in the backyard to watch my
season
Penn State football games, but also go to all of these other events and just feel the vitality of that campus environment, of a campus town. I do think that does wonders for folks that are in their older years. It's like, yeah, I'm older, but boy, there's a lot to do, and you can kind of feed off of that energy.
And that's why it's a trickle effect, right? Because it's like, if you love this place and you love Penn State winning, NIL is a huge part of winning right now, right? So even if you don't like it, you've got to kind of support it in some capacity, unless, like, because it can happen like that. It can change like that so quickly if we don't continue to evolve. So it's all kind of trickles down to the other everything, you know?
Morgan, that sounds like a 500-pound weight on your shoulders. Holy moly.
No, but to your guys' point, we have so many resources. Each team has someone dedicated that I work with that's amazing. Like, our football team has a dedicated staff that's incredible. So honestly, just our communication and how we do things has been really, really good. And so we all carry that weight, I would say.
Who ultimately, like, is Pat sitting there and personally signing off on each individual thing? I mean, that can't be happening, right? Like, are there different people? Like, are you somebody that signs off on some of these projects, or does it differ by program? I'm just thinking through in my head. My God, so, just a lot of
so all of
happening.
Our sport administrators, right? Vinny James is a sport admin for football. I work with him a ton. Adam Miller has men's basketball and volleyball. Brandy Stewart does women's basketball. Like, I work with all those individual sport administrators to keep them in the loop on what's happening with their teams. They know what's going on with their team, what athletes are doing, big deals, small deals. So it's a group effort for sure.
That was going to be a follow-up, all right? Around here, obviously, football gets a ton of promotion, basketball, wrestling. What about the other sports? And I don't want to call minor sports. That's not fair. Fencing, golf, cross-country. Are they involved with this stuff too?
Yes. I mean, every athlete has the ability to do NIL. So, like, well, I always say the sweet spot for NIL is if you have a massive influence, so you have a big social media following, and you're really elite at your sport, right? So we see that with a lot of our athletes. Like, we have women on track and field that have a massive following, and they're going to the Olympics and things like that. But not every sport generates revenue, right? So that's where that part comes in. But every athlete has the ability to do NIL.
All right. See, that was what I was going to ask. There are some sports, I don't know if they don't generate any revenue. The golf team.
You could argue some sports you lose money on, but that's the investment Penn State's willing to make. Right?
And that's always been the deal with football. We fill up Beaver Stadium 7 times a year, and they make millions and millions of dollars, and some of that money pays for this stuff over here. All right, exactly. That's never going to change.
No.
Right? It's not like, hey, the golf team, you need to start, you know, paying for your keep or something like that. That's not what's happening here.
No.
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 Okay. All right.
Because I would never say never.
Yeah, I mean,
but I mean,
you've seen some schools have to cut sports because they can't. Like, that's what makes Penn State so special is that we haven't had to do that. We've maybe had to make changes on, you know, it could be travel, whatever, to make everything work and remain competitive. But the fact that we haven't had to cut any sports.
That's what we've talked about a time or two. Not here, maybe in some other places. Some of these sports or entire athletic programs. Well, okay, I'm St. Francis, right? St. Francis basketball is going from Division One to Division Three because I guess they've decided we can't compete here.
In the NCAA tournament?
Yes. For men's basketball, they made the big dance.
I don't want to see happen. I can't speak for everyone, but like having to eliminate those Olympic sports that make this place so special and that people, you know, go to school and maybe it's not the rest of their life, but it's a really important 4 years and things like that. So, I don't think anyone wants to see that. I sure don't.
Okay. Final question for me, all right? And this is an impossible question, Morgan. It's about the future.
Where is this thing going?
If somehow you were in charge, where would you like to see this go? It should go this direction, and this should happen. What do you think there?
I think we just need a level playing field. Like, whatever the rules are needs to be enforced for everyone. And, you know, maybe some caps and things, but like the way, you know, NFL and NBA teams have a salary cap of some capacity, and then just true athlete marketing on the side, right? And that everyone has to show up and do their job and things like that in order to get paid. So I think that's all I'm looking for. I'm not like the bah humbug NIL person. Obviously, it's my full-time job, right? But I think everyone would like to see a little bit of enforcement and a level playing field.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's what most people want. And I, at the end of the day, most people, I really do think, have wanted all along for the athletes to get
something. Yeah.
For way too long. Again, we went from one extreme to the other, and that was the problem because of a lack of any forethought from the NCAA. But I don't think anybody begrudges student athletes getting something for their efforts. It's kind of trying to find that balance where, all right, maybe we don't need to be paying over $1 million before a kiddo steps on campus, and finding some balance there. Like, all right, yeah, let's actually.
Or everything's just a bidding war.
Yes.
You know, like put a cap on it and let athletes choose their school that's actually the best fit for them, because that's the other thing is we're getting away from that too, and that stinks.
Sure.
Like I hate that.
Yeah, here's $20 for a pizza. When that used to put off alarm bells and flashing lights,
it's crazy.
Morgan, my head's still spinning a little bit. We've gone from that to this.
Well, hopefully I added a little bit of insight.
Well, I didn't mean to put that 500-pound weight on your shoulders, okay? But you have an interesting job.
Yes.
And keep doing it well, because as we mentioned, Penn State and tourism in the area, this is all one big system now, and it needs to work well. So far, it looks like it's working pretty well.
Yeah. People are ripping their hair out, but it's working.
Okay. You're a little young for that. But
not
anyway.
Easy, but it is working.
Yes.
We appreciate your time,
thank
and
you.
Thank you for coming in.
Appreciate you.
You're welcome.